Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Free Talk Live here, radio where you control the airwaves. Feel free to call in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio here we have...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I'm your host, Vincent, and I'm going to finish this article here on New Hampshire Governor Kristi Noem issuing a stay-at-home order until early May before moving on to the real important discussion of the evening is when are we going to get our Trump bucks, our coronavirus stimulus checks? Plus time for your calls and thoughts. So now... New Hampshire Governor Kristi Noem is quoted here as saying, "This is not a shelter in place. We are not closing down transportation. We are not closing our borders. And we are not preventing our residents from leaving home," Kristi Noem said during a news conference Thursday at the New Hampshire Fire Academy.
They're just going to destroy almost all economic activity instead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, essentially, yeah. Or no, we're going to encourage you.
He's telling people to shut their businesses down unless they're on this essential list.
Which, and I actually have an article for later today, do gun dealers count as essential businesses?
Absolutely.
Well, in New Hampshire, I suspect that they will be allowed to continue to operate.
Well, hopefully, although the ones who are still allowed to operate, a lot of them, a lot of gun stores have just run out of not only ammo, but also guns, too.
The other thing is, we are probably essential personnel if we're going out to talk to a member of our church, because we're ministers.
Yeah. I hear media is also exempt. Well,
plus media should be exempt as well.
Yeah, I talked to a reporter today who said he'd gotten a letter saying he was exempt.
Oh, they gave him a letter. Well, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has to carry it with him and show it to the police.
In some states.
You have to show your papers now, if you're not driving.
If they pull me over, I'm not going to answer any questions.
That's a really good idea.
Because this is one of the questions I was wondering is, can they just pull you over now for any, you know, just to ask you questions? Or do they still have to have a reason, like your license plate light was out?
They never have to have a reason to pull you over, I don't think.
Generally, they do.
Really?
Legally.
I know of cases where they've pulled people over... and literally they've pulled people over and said, "Oh, you're such a good driver," or they've pulled them over and given them something.
There are those,
a gift card.
Yeah, there are certain departments who will like give you a free ice cream cone if you've been a good driver, and it's totally a fishing expedition to try to pull people over for the sake of like being able to sniff their cars out and things like that. In my opinion, but yeah,
they're with cars like Joe Biden is with hair.
I think that those are still not legal. It's just that they're being nice, quote unquote, and so
nobody complains.
People aren't complaining. There's no lawsuits that bring that up. But usually, when they pull somebody over, they usually have to trump up some sort of a reason, and we know they lie about the reason. So like they'll say that you had a light out on the your license plate holder, but you didn't. So they lied.
Right.
I guess
that's more fair to say is any pretext will do for pulling you over, and you can't fight it. If they say he swerved a little when he was driving, you can't prove you didn't,
right?
And the court will say you did.
And they can't. You also can't prove that your light wasn't out at the time that you got pulled over. Maybe it started working again as soon as he left the scene.
I actually beat a case though on that. I have to say in Michigan, I got a seatbelt ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
was this recently?
No. This was when I was like 20.
Okay.
And so I went to court on the seatbelt ticket, and I said, and this was true, that when before the cop told me that he had pulled me over for the first thing I asked him is, "Why did you pull me over?" And the cop, like, hesitated, and I, in the rear view, I saw his partner, who was standing behind the car, point at the license plate. And so I told that story to the judge, and apparently he believed me.
Wow.
Because he found me not guilty.
Amazing.
And the other thing was that when the cop passed us, all four of us in the car had put our seatbelts on.
Okay.
Just to continue on here before we get too off track.
Oh, but then I got arrested on the way out of court for contempt because I celebrated too loudly in the hallway.
The order permits citizens to exercise outdoors as long as they are in groups of less than 10 and practice social distancing. So no major games of capture the flag or group Zumba with goats. Businesses that don't meet criteria for essential will have to close.
Whatever
that's
that means.
Not kosher.
Including,
I don't know what it means, but I'm pretty sure my religion forbids it.
And I got to say, the union leader put essential in quotes. Including most retail stores, movie theaters, and businesses offering personal care services such as barbershops, tattoo parlors, and nail salons. Many already have closed, he said, so they did the, you know, they gave...
If I was a tattoo artist, I would be closed. Yeah, no doubt about it.
It would be
irresponsible not to be.
They saved the state some trouble there. Specifics about which businesses can remain open as essential will be released Friday. So I guess he's waiting for all the lobbyists and checks in the mail to clear. We have chosen to align it so closely with the state of Massachusetts. And
oh,
there
my
you have
God.
It. This is what I was talking about earlier. Anytime, because you know, I've been involved in municipal politics up in Hanover and Keene for quite some time. And anytime that the state of New Hampshire, you know, whether it's local, regional, or just a state, that they're not doing some whatever tyranny or that the busybodies want, most often the busybodies actually come from Massachusetts or Connecticut around, they say, oh, well, why can't, you know, things in Vermont or Massachusetts or Connecticut are so much better. Why can't we be like that here? And my question is, well, why did you come here?
Go back where the government you love is.
Oh, but the taxes are too high.
Get away from us because we came here because it's not like that.
But wait, what you're saying is Sununu is actually modeling this after Massachusetts?
Yeah. So I've got a sign design we've got to do for the April,
Are we still doing April 1st?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the fight for your right to folly.
All right.
I want to do a sign though. Get it printed with a picture of Sununu and the caption, "Don't be a masshole."
Yeah, there you go.
So we have provided a lot of flexibility that you have seen throughout New England. The Massachusetts list of essential services includes critical manufacturing to serve the medical supply chain, truckers, auto repair businesses, pet stores, laundromats, construction sites, and the news media. Among businesses, Sununu said would be defined as essential were healthcare providers, pharmacies, grocery stores, gas stations, daycare providers, liquor stores, woohoo, banks and credit unions, and restaurants and bars serving only takeout or delivery items. So, essentially, it's going to be the same as things already
are. See, they need to add clergy to that list because, you know, if somebody in my congregation dies, I may have to go give last rites.
Well, that's one of the other things that's not happening right now is there was an article in the Boston Globe. I didn't read it in detail, but it was an interesting concept looking at these hospital restrictions. A friend of ours and former co-host here on Free Talk Live, the tech guy behind the website, Michael Hampton, he's my longtime IT pro. He went to the hospital recently. He was diagnosed with cancer, I believe colon cancer. And you cannot go and visit people in the hospital at this point. So if you are on your deathbed in the hospital, you can't get visitors. You get to die alone. The last people you'll get to see are the nurses that, you know, you've only known for a few weeks or whatever, right? Like, that's it. You don't get to see your grandkids. You don't get to see your kids. You don't get to see your wife. Mm-hmm. You don't get to see anybody at all. You die alone thanks to these restrictions.
That's especially bad for Catholics because last rites is a sacrament. So that's, like, incredibly important for a lot of Catholics.
Yeah, you have to have last rites.
Well, not anymore, apparently.
If
you want to die without being alone, don't check into a hospital. Stay home.
My Yeah, my church just takes a DNA sample to make sure that, you know, they didn't whack some homeless guy and leave him in your place.
So the governor said all government employees are exempt, though municipal administrators will have the flexibility to decide which workers are essential. Sununu also announced a closure of all beaches along New Hampshire's coast. Oh, no, the tourist industry! The beaches in New Hampshire are closed! All right, we'll continue talking about this pandemonium on the other side. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Free Talk Live, radio where you control the airwaves. And you can feel free to call in at 855-453-FREE, F-R-E-E, or otherwise known as 855-450-3733. And before we get to Rick in New York, who wants to talk about ventilators, I want to tell you about Divi. So the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with her multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's Divi, D-I-V-I, project.org. And waiting patiently, we have Rick from New York. Wants to talk about ventilators. Welcome. Thanks for the call.
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Turn them up. Yes.
Okay. Again, I was watching a show, and they announced that something like 4,000 ventilators had been delivered to New York City hospitals, but they were stored in a warehouse, and they were decrying how these needed to be, you know, immediately in the possession of the hospitals. Does anybody have a brain? Can't they take their ambulances and drive to this warehouse and pick them up and have them in the hospitals in the next hour?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it just seems totally illogical that talk shows are delivering this pandemic like, you know, everybody's brain has just frozen up and nobody has the logic to think anymore. And I'm just curious, do you guys actually believe that this is what's going on? Because I find it hard to believe that there could be 4,000 ventilators in New York City sitting in a warehouse when there's a need for them in a hospital. And nobody's done.
I absolutely can believe it just because the sheer level of incompetence we've seen from not just the federal government, but, you know, local. Some people wonder whether or not that just because you see the aloofness of our leaders who, yeah, they say don't cough into your hands, right? Don't shake hands. And after all these meetings, you see all these people coughing into their hands. You see people shaking each other's hands. And,
well,
I mean,
nobody easily shakes off the habits of a lifetime. And the older you get, the harder that gets.
I suppose that could be it. But anything else you'd like to add, Rick?
No, I just find it curious that people, you know, would actually believe what they see on TV all the time. When it comes to this kind of, I don't believe that there's 4,000 ventilators sitting in a warehouse not being delivered. I just find that ridiculous.
I'd say there's like so much red tape, though, where if, let's say, a delivery person had a conscience and wanted to just deliver, you know, just take it on their own time and deliver it, they could lose their jobs. I mean, they could get arrested for that. It's the same thing as like if the UN and giving aid in Africa, where there's plenty of times, you know, there's places where they're starving and there's warehouses of food that the UN has access to. But, and this is, I remember as a story, it was an anecdotal story someone who was an aid worker was telling at the, like, it's a school or something, and said that because of red tape, they're not allowed to deliver it. So people are starving, they need medicine, and because of red tape, they can't deliver it. If that happens in darkest Africa, I mean, you know, what do you think we're going to do in the U.S.?
The problem there is not even the policy.
And thanks for the call.
The problem there is when I manage people, I expect them to break the rules if something unexpected happens, and if they have a rational reason for going against policy, and they didn't do something completely harebrained, I'm not going to get mad at them. I'm going to say, good, you did the right thing. You know, ignore the policy when the policy is wrong. But the culture of all government institutions is that policy is worth killing people for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it goes into the mindset of just following orders, right? Like, oh, you know, you had a warehouse full of life-saving essential equipment, and people died, and you didn't deliver it. Why not? Oh, no one told me to. Oh, my boss, he said I can't touch any of that. Oh, no. And, yeah, it's really sick. But thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you want to sound crystal clear, you could join the on-air call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm. So now I'm going to finally finish this story here. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is putting, I guess, sort of like a soft total shutdown on the state. You know, we talked about the essential businesses that are staying open. We're shutting down the beaches, which, I mean, you know, it's not that big of a deal here in New Hampshire. And the governor, Sununu, says these are tough decisions. They really are. But at the end of the day, the worst may be ahead of us. At the end of the day, the worst may be ahead of us, Sununu
so
said.
He may get more tough with his decisions, is what he's saying, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, and you have Trump on the upper end saying he hopes that this will be done by Easter Sunday. I have, this is from the Sentinel here. I think this is worth it. On Wednesday, to the Keene Sentinel, on Wednesday, 200 Democrats from the New Hampshire House of Representatives sent a letter to Sununu asking him to follow the lead of neighboring states, including Vermont and Massachusetts, by ordering residents to stay home and ordering that all non-essential businesses close their doors. So this is being led by the Democrats here in New Hampshire. And, I mean, at least he didn't cave completely.
He's basically caved completely. I mean, the only thing that has
he hasn't done a shelter in place.
Yeah. That's where I'm giving him credit
for. But that's, I mean, to give him credit for not going as far as New York, New Jersey and California and Illinois, ain't really much credit to be given this guy. I mean, he's basically shut down almost the entire economy of the state of New Hampshire in a few different orders that he's given over the last week. I mean, this hasn't lasted longer than 2 weeks at this point. It was last, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday prior to that was the last Sunday that you could have a business or a restaurant or a bar open. So the first, he's put out like 16 different orders in the last week. So don't forget there's also the order in place that refuses to allow people to, you know, to be evicted during this. They can avoid paying their rent, for instance. There's just, you don't have to do anything, basically, that you're obligated normally to do. You can't run your business. Now, all businesses that aren't so-called essential have to be shut down, and this guy considers himself to be, you know, a supposed free market Republican or whatever, or pro-business or whatever.
Well, that's
joke.
As close to free markets as Republicans get.
Yeah,
well,
no,
they talk about free markets.
No, yeah. I mean, because there's like the Rand, you know, there's like the Rand Paul or former Justin Amash or Ted Cruz type, but this, you know, Sununu, I mean, now his father was John Sununu. This is, you know, Bushite, old blue blood, country club Republican. So, I mean, Sununu, by most definitions, is one of the worst kinds of Republicans. He's like a...
He's
like
terrible.
He's a neocon.
Luckily, nobody's going to be opposing him in the upcoming election, and I mean the nobody sitting here in the studio.
It's true.
Absolutely. And the Democrats are trying to use this to get, you know, score one against Sununu also in very... I think we're still having their primary... And so that and more, we're going to finally get to, will we get our government cheese?
Yeah, what's up
and your thoughts? 855-453, that's 855-450-3733.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dinovite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dinovite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dinovite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dinovite. When I get out the Dinovite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dinovite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive Navy hospital ship is heading to New York.
going to be landing at Pier 90 in Manhattan to provide hospital surge capacity for the New York metropolitan area. So it's a surge capacity. They may use it for this, or they may have other people coming in from hospitals.
President Trump talking to reporters at the White House. The USNS Comfort will make its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot on Saturday. Regarding the Senate passing a $2 trillion relief package, President Trump has a message for the House.
The House of Representatives must now pass this bill, hopefully without delay. I think it's got tremendous support.
The Dow was up for the third day in a row. That puts Wall Street on pace to have its best week in nearly 80 years. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,351 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live, where you control the airwaves. You can call in toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could join in on the on-air Discord. Call in lines at discord.lrn.fm. In studio, we have...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I'm your host, Vincent, and right now we have Jones Inc. on the on-air call-in line. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, this question is directed at Ian. Why exactly did you remove the Fed bat?
The Fed what?
He's talking about the Discord. He had a Fed bat.
Yeah, the Discord bat.
Considering we have a global pandemic, but I guess you get your answer.
So I don't know why it was created in the first place, and what you're talking about is a there's like a user class. The Discord, for listeners that don't know, is a chat system where people can go and chat with other listeners of Free Talk Live, and there are different sort of user classes on that system. So, for instance, Free Talk Live amplifiers have their own class. There's a class that's special for female users that changes their color to pink. And so you had been given this class. It was not indicated as to why you'd been given it, why the class was created in the first place. It was called Verified Fed. And I don't find that to be a very helpful thing because we here in the Liberty Movement, in the migration to New Hampshire, it's not uncommon for new people to be, there's people that are paranoid about newbies thinking that they're federal federal agents, and it really leads to some really unpleasant situations where certain people have been accused of being a Fed, and it has kind of made them completely reasonably unhappy because, you know, the people that they thought were going to be friendly towards them actually ended up being not so friendly. So I don't like the idea of calling someone a Fed, and so I removed that user class.
Well, I think that was all part of the joke, is to kind of make fun of those people that are paranoid.
But people don't get, you know, when you first join a
Discord, doesn't work well on the internet.
Yeah, it doesn't work well on the internet.
If somebody, especially.
Yeah, if somebody joins the internet or the Discord server and then they see you in there, because you had been given this this particular user class, and it makes your color of your name different.
Well, it implies to some people that if we thought you were a Fed, we'd leave you on the server, which...
Oh, that's a good point.
I certainly wouldn't be in favor of that.
Well, I would not ban any feds from the server. Everyone is welcome on the Discord server. People who act toxic get put in the toxic room. And I think that you should always presume that you're being infiltrated by federal agents. So, you know, labeling them, I don't think, should make people feel safe or not safe or whatever. But, you know, if you're a brand new user and you join a server and somebody is in there who's labeled as a verified Fed, that could either freak them out, or it could, you know, confuse them as to, you know, what this is all about. And it's not necessarily funny. It's not really a joke. Maybe you thought it was, but it's very miscommunicative. It does not necessarily accurately communicate what the original reasons were for that. And as the administrator of the server, I didn't even know, because whoever made that user class didn't explain it. Were you calling about anything important tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd agree there, but I do have news from what I've heard is from sources that the state of Illinois is going to be on 100% full lockdown starting Saturday at 5.
What is that going to mean? What is it right now?
As opposed to 99% lockdown?
Are you in Illinois right now, and what is it now, and what is going to change?
I am. So right now, we can do, it's quote-unquote essential businesses, which is full of it, because Menards is a essential business.
What's that?
As of Saturday, Menards, it's like a Midwest hardware store.
Okay.
But from what I've heard, from what people have said in very credible sources, they said Saturday at 5 that everything will be shut. Like, you can't leave your house, like nothing. You're locked down.
Well, you've already got the mayor of Chicago who's saying you can't even leave for exercise at this point. You can go out and get some fresh air, like maybe in your front yard, but that's about as far as they're going to let it go.
On the bright side, we'll probably have record low murders in Chicago while this lockdown.
Yeah, the virus is actually saving lives in Chicago.
I don't think so. People are going to go crazy inside. In fact, if it's not murders, it'll be suicides. I've got stories tonight about the suicide rate going up, or at least calls to suicide hotlines are shooting through the roof, and there are people who are killing themselves, throwing themselves off of buildings, or killing themselves in other ways simply because they are alone, they cannot interact with other people, and that is very inhumane to cut people off from people.
Well, as a clergyman, let me say, if you're in that spot, feel free to hit me up on Facebook, hit up the Church of the Invisible Hand, you know, I'll find somebody to talk to you, or I'll talk to you.
Anything else you'd like to add, Jones Inc.?
Well, I say if they do that, which is probably going to happen, it's from a credible source, I will be practicing civil disobedience, and I will be marching around with a Trump flag just to make people mad.
All right.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Well,
look forward to seeing the pictures.
Thank you for the call there, 855-453 or 855-450-3733.
It's a false flag.
Or you could join in on the on-air call-in lines on the Discord. So now here we go. The main, about all of that was just an aperitif. Here is the main course. CNN answering six, the most trusted name in fake news, answering six key questions about Congress's coronavirus response package. This was published March 26 today. Congress is gearing up to vote on its largest emergency aid package in U.S. history in order to respond to the coronavirus outbreak and its economic fallout. But the legislation has raised plenty of questions as lawmakers race to nail down specific language. Here are at least a few answers based on CNN's reporting. How and when do I get my check? President Donald Trump and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have targeted April 6. Tax experts...
Where's my money?
and lawmakers working on this are very skeptical of that date.
I'm also skeptical of that date. I mean, this is the government we're talking about here. They don't move fast on anything.
Except killing people. Well, they're really good at that.
People are demanding these changes. Ever since they even floated the idea, right? Even the people who absolutely despise Trump and don't trust him, you know, like CNN, are like, where's our checks? Where's our checks? You know, whenever it comes down to money, then they love the government.
Yeah.
There's no question they want.
I don't file taxes, so ain't going to happen for me.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to receive one, and I don't think I would do anything with it if I did.
Oh, I would. I'd give it to Roach and tell him to buy some ammunition and put it away.
I don't think you can sign over checks in most cases. So most banks won't allow you to.
Yeah, I'd have to deposit it and pull the money out.
There's no question they want and need to turn this around. Real mature reporting ASAP. There are also different ways it could be done. Through direct deposit, which would be the quickest delivery mechanism. Through mailing a paper check, or even, according to some people involved in the discussions, through mailing preloaded debit cards. But the reality is there isn't a firm answer yet. In other words, Treasury has a lot of work ahead of it. If there is help for small businesses,
they haven't finished the deal yet, right? Like, it's on the table. I think the Senate voted for it 96 to 0 or something like that, but it's supposed to be on Trump's desk tomorrow.
I believe it has to go back. I believe it might be going back to the House now.
Oh, really?
That's what I checked.
This may not even be done this week then.
Oh, no. So we're asking, is there help for small businesses in the Senate stimulus package? There's a lot of focus on the individual checks.
Yeah, here's how you help small businesses. Let them go back to work. That's how you help small businesses.
Oh, yeah, right. Just get
what good's it going to do if they get a check and they can't go and serve their customers? Wow, whoopee. You could pay rent for another, you know, month.
And yet it's still...
you had to fire all your employees.
Yeah, not getting any income either. I mean, this is just to get... My view of it is just to get people used to getting handouts and being on the dole. Because at one point in time in this country, some people were too, I guess they call it, too proud. I call it having self-respect in order to accept a handout, right? Because, you know, there used to be a good, you know, ethic of work and such.
Yeah, I would qualify for food stamps. I don't take them.
And I remember I think it was the Obama era, there was one of his acolytes was bragging about breaking the back of Mountain Pride, because in, like, mountain areas where, like, coal mine, like West Virginia, you know, Appalachian areas, they finally got the citizens there to accept government assistance. And, I mean, they literally described it, breaking the back of Mountain Pride. So, I mean, it's great to have, you know, the whole meme of having, you know, Trump bucks or Yang bucks and, you know, universal basic income. It's all funny and all. And, I mean, who doesn't like getting, you know, literally free money?
Like the UBI idea if it was implemented as, for example, a cryptocurrency, and then you don't have to use the currency if you don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like a slippery slope if there's anything. But what do you think? 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Free Talk Live, radio that you can control by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could join in on the on-air call-in lines on discord.lrn.fm. Sound crystal clear. And we'll be going to the phones in just a moment, where Patrick from Texas wants to talk about the $2 trillion stimulus package. But first, I want to tell you about Intercoin. Have you heard of Intercoin?
Cool coin.
You heard of Intercoin? It's a cool name, I have to say. Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here is your chance to join what might be the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org, that's intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of these coins for yourself. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. Our listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin Inc. for advertising. Now we go to Patrick, who's been waiting patiently. We're going to talk about the $2 trillion stimulus package. Welcome. Thank you for the call.
Instead of this $2 trillion money printing orgy that the president wants the Federal Reserve to have, can't we just get the deal maker in chief to go to GoFundMe and have them waive their $5 fee, and we could just have a series of GoFundMe to help the American people instead of printing a bunch of money that's going to help the big corporations?
That's a good point, but I mean,
how do you have a GoFundMe to help everybody?
Yeah, that's...
Well, I mean, one way you could do it would be using Intercoin, start a community coin,
but Intercoin
and
hasn't
put an MBI
yet.
On it.
Intercoin is in the development stage.
Yeah, it's still in the development stage. But you can work up the software for it pretty easy.
I don't need a check. Why does everybody need a check from the government?
It's a big handout in order to get people hooked on government welfare.
And to buy votes.
It's going to deflate the value of the currency.
Of course, it'll inflate.
And also to prevent people from rioting, because, you know, a lot of it is a payoff not to riot, because you can't expect people to sit home and quietly starve to death. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's not going to do that.
You know? That's why we can have a GoFundMe. And then it wouldn't deflate the currency supply. That's just an idea. I mean,
it's a nice idea, but government doesn't work on a voluntary basis. I mean, they have the printing press, and they're going to use it. In fact, here's
the question is, if you can do that anyway, why involve government in the first place?
Well, we don't need government at all. Unfortunately, they're there, and they've got control of the printing press. And they, you know, when you have that kind of power and you are a power seeker, you're going to abuse it. And that's what they're going to do. In fact, as the AP points out here in their story about the $2.2 trillion package, that price tag is half the size of the $4 trillion federal budget. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a huge amount of money.
And, you know, the only reason they're doing it is because people just cannot keep their hands away from their face. That's the only reason why this coronavirus is spreading.
Well, I don't know if that's true. From what I understand, it's airborne, or it can be airborne. So.
Well, they can't keep 6 feet away, and they can't keep their hands away from their face. I just drove across the country, and everywhere I go, people are still putting their hands on their face. And they're touching everything.
Well, people will continue to be human, and they will continue to be drawn to those habits that they've had since they were children. I mean, Darwin did the best he could with what he had.
Well, if I got something in my eye, I'm going to put my finger there to get rid of it.
Well, and it's why Trump called it.
To your face, please, people. Wash your hands before you put them to your face.
Okay. Yeah, but we don't have one doesn't have access to either like sanitizer or a sink and, you know, soap 24/7. I mean, one could be as careful as possible.
You put your mind to it. You can.
Well, thanks for that. How about I just not worry about it? I'm just not going to worry about it because I don't care.
Well, you should care.
Why?
Because it kills people.
So does the flu, and I don't care about that either. I don't get vaccines for the flu. I don't go out of my way to do anything differently about the flu. I figure if I'm going to catch it, I'll either live through it or I won't.
I've never had a flu shot. I've never gotten the flu.
Yeah, why should I treat this any differently, sir?
Because it spreads differently. It's not a flu.
Does it?
It's a virus. And I'm not saying that you...
The flu is also a virus.
Yeah, as I understand it, coronavirus is in the same category as colds and flu.
It's different than the flu.
Well, yeah, it's COVID-19.
What's your understanding
of it? The flu
is
not one of the coronaviruses.
What is it, Serge, Mr. Patrick, what is your view of it being? How is it different, according to you?
Okay, it gives you a dry cough, and if people are reporting that it feels like they have hot ice picks in their lungs,
bronchitis does that as well.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is there's all kinds of nasty diseases out there in the world that I could catch, but I'm not going to just live my life at home and in terror of that. I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to venture out into the world and deal with it.
A $2 trillion stimulus for the flu. Why are they doing all this big... why are they doing all this money spending for if it's just a little dinky flu virus or what you say?
Because it is a little dinky virus, and they're blowing it way out of proportion. They've got people freaked out. They've destroyed the economy, and now they're going to try to get political points by handing out checks right before an election. That's why they're doing it.
All right, give you the last word here, Patrick.
Wash your hands.
That's not
true.
Okay.
Well,
thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. And I mean, it's fine. He asked why we're doing it. Why are they passing this package? Right? If it's just as we say,
I agree with him that they shouldn't have this bailout. I agree with him there as far as like money printing, bad idea. But they're gonna.
And, I mean, I'm thinking this is the perfect example of the Hegelian dialect. You have a problem, you have a reaction, the solution, right? You have this the problem is that this, you know, this flu virus is, not this flu, you know, COVID-19 is nastier than, you know, whatever normal viruses we all have to deal with, right?
Maybe.
The government, you know, they hype up this panic saying, oh, you know, we're going to have all these 10% of people who get in Italy die and all this disinfo we went over. We went over earlier. Then you have a reaction. People lose their minds for demanding that the economy shut down, for demanding we all get quarantined for 18 months, and then, oh, the government suddenly has the solution. Oh, well, we have to pass this $2 trillion, $2 trillion stimulus package to fix a problem that they started themselves by shutting down. That's not the point, right?
Yeah.
It's to, quote, fix it, right? It's for solution to a problem that they created themselves by saying, well, we have to quarantine, you know, mandatory quarantine, and so this is fitting in, right? Because it's not, the $2 trillion isn't just going to go and fix the economic fraud that they caused, right? It's going to Planned Parenthood, or at least the Democrat bill that I saw, it's going to go to Planned Parenthood. It's going to go to buying stakes in airlines, right? So then they could push for a Green New Deal agenda, have emission standards. And that's just the economic side of it. It's a total economic and political takeover that we're using this virus as a backdoor. It's absolutely insidious.
Yep, it totally is, and it still isn't even done yet. The bill would provide a one-time direct payments to Americans of $1,200 per adult, making up to $75,000 a year, and $2,400 to a married couple, making up to $150,000, so the same amount, with $500 payments per child. That's as it currently stands.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it is determined that the Chinese created this virus, or that somebody else created it and planted it in China, then I would definitely say that, like, everybody in the world should sue the Chinese Communist Party for damages.
How? Well, you wouldn't have standing.
Sue them in the world court. Sure, you have standing.
There are some.
If they created this virus, then absolutely you would have standing in the world court.
I did see some articles where people are talking about holding China accountable.
Would be a crime against humanity, I would say.
Senator Tom Cotton is talking about holding China accountable. Some of the Republicans, or I guess like maybe even the non-hawkish ones, are talking about it. But the Chinese, or at least the Chi-Coms, you know, the government, they're accusing the United States of creating the virus. So it's not a right.
Yeah.
The media says, oh, if you say that this is could be a bioweapon, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're spreading disinfo, and yet you have, you know, the Chinese saying that this is engineered. I don't think anyone from the government,
well,
obviously the government.
I mean, I study the government, so yes, I'm a conspiracy theorist, because the government is a giant conspiracy to commit extortion.
That's a very good point. So 855-453-855-450-3733. On the other side, we'll talk about public approval during this crisis. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.